Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Lilei Nishmas Sarah Malkabas Rabbi Yitzchak. Today we are in Masechta Maaser, so we are in the third parak Mishnayos, Zayin and Ches. The Mishnah begins as follows: Hatzrifim Aburganim Ha Ilkatios Peturim. Tzrifims are conical huts, sheds, and summer huts. In other words, they tzrifim. The walls are like a teepee. Burganim are used to store produce. There's also a place for the guy who's watching the produce to sleep. Etalkios are huts that provide shade from the sun. It's sort of like, a pergola, right? In those situations, those things are peturim. If you bring fruit there, they don't establish something for meiser. Sukaskinos are, if a harvest season in this area of the Galil, known as the Ginosa region, right? So people would go up there and they would build shacks to live in for the duration of the harvest. So even though it's people live there and they bring their chickens and they bring their millstones, it's still only temporary. And so therefore, it's also going to be potter. Sukasayotzim, if you have potters. So Hapnimis Chayevis, the inner home, which is where the people actually lived, that would be Mechayev Meiser. But Hachitzona Ptur, but the showroom where the potter used to show off his stuff and the outside concentric circle around the inside, that would be Potter. Rabbi Yossi Omer Kol Sheina Dira Sachama B'Dira Sageshamim Ptura. Rabbi Yossi is of the opinion where people don't, any house that doesn't serve both winters and summers, right, is going to be Potter. And since the inner area is not going to be a place where the potter is going to live in the winter, it's going to be potter. But that we don't pass on like Rabbi Yossi on that issue. Sukkah Sachag B'chag, what about on Sukkahs? So Rabbi Yehuda Mechayev, Rabbi Yehuda says you're going to be Chayev. Why? Because he holds Sukkah is Diras Keva B'inan, B'chayev is B'mezuzah. But he holds that you're going to be Chayev because during those 7 days it has to be a Sukkah's Keva. It has to be an established Sukkah. V'chachamim potrim, the Chachamim say it's going to be potter in that situation. Says the Mishnah, Tenashi Omedes B'chatzer, what if you have a fig tree growing in a courtyard, right? Ochel achasacha supater, he can eat one by one, right? And he would be potter. However, v'mtzeref, but if he put the pieces together, Chayev, he's going to be Chayev. Reb Shimon Omer, Achas Bimino, Achas Bismolo, Achas Bifiv. He says, even if you gather three, not two, that's still not called a tziruf, right? And he's going to be putter. But we don't pass him like Reb Shimon that way. Now, Allah, Larosha, if he goes and climbs to the top of the fig tree, Memalechiko V'Ochel, he can go ahead and eat as much as he wants while he's on the top of the fig tree. But once he comes down into the chatzer, he's going to be chayev in maaser. We'll stop here. Be'ezus Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow morning. Everybody have a great, fantastic day.